आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज गेन मोमेंटम टू फॉर्म अ न्यू गवर्नमेंट इन बिहार। क्राइम ब्रांच ऑफ दिल्ली पुलिस फाइल्स टू FIRs अगेंस्ट अल फलाह यूनिवर्सिटी फॉर चीटिंग एंड फोर्जरी। सिक्किम गवर्नमेंट ओपन डोकलाम एंड चोला फॉर टूरिस्ट्स बाय डिसेंबर 15 दिस ईयर। सबरीमला टेम्पल इन केरला टू ओपन दिस इवनिंग फॉर एनुअल मंडला मकरविलक्कु पिलग्रिमेज सीजन। इंडियन एयरफोर्स एंड फ्रेंच एयर एंड स्पेस फोर्स टू बिगिन बायलैटरल एयर एक्सरसाइज गरुड़ा 25 इन फ्रांस टुडे। एंड वर्ल्ड बॉक्सिंग कप फाइनल्स टू बिगिन टुडे इन ग्रेटर नोएडा नियर दिल्ली। Political parties have gained momentum to form a new government in Bihar. After a landslide victory in assembly elections, NDA has shifted focus to form government formation in the state. Union Minister and President of Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Chirag Paswan, President of Hindustani Awam Morcha Santosh Suman and several other leaders of NDA met Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in Patna yesterday. During the meeting, informal discussions were held regarding government formation. JDU's working president Sanjay Jha and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lalan Singh, also met senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi last evening. It is reported that initial discussions regarding the process of forming the new government took place during this meeting. The last meeting of the state cabinet is likely to be held tomorrow. In this meeting, a recommendation will be made to dissolve the cabinet.
The Janata Dal United has called all its 85 newly elected MLAs to Patna tomorrow. A meeting of the Janata Dal United Legislature Party will be held, in which party president Nitish Kumar will be elected leader of the Legislature Party. All five constituent parties of the NDA will hold separate meetings to elect their respective Legislature Party leaders, after which a joint meeting will be held where the leader of the NDA will be elected. A meeting of the Lok Jan Shakti Party was held yesterday, in which the party's state president Raju Tiwari was elected leader of the Legislature Party. Meetings of the Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha Legislature Parties are expected to be held today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, after the crushing defeat of the Rashtriya Janata Dal in the elections, internal differences within the party have deepened. Party leader and former Chief Minister Lalu Prasad's daughter, Rohini Acharya, has expressed anger and announced that she's quitting the Rashtriya Janata Dal, as well as severing ties with the Lalu family. Speaking to the media, she said the party had suffered a massive defeat and workers were asking questions about who's responsible. Rohini said that when she raised these questions, she was threatened by Tejaswi Yadav's advisors, Sanjay Yadav and Ramiz Khan. Rohini Acharya has contested 2024 Lok Sabha elections from Saran parliamentary constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal community and ensure that the benefits of development should reach them. He asserted that tribal welfare has always been the highest priority for this government. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapara town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janajatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering, he said, tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years. The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life.
Janajatiya Gaurav hazaron varshon se hamare Bharat ki chetna ka abhinn hissa raha hai. Jab jab desh ke samman, swabhiman aur swaraj ki baat aayi, to hamara adivasi samaj sabse aage khada hua. Hamara swatantrata sangram इसका सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है।
Earlier, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat, Surat, to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. Later last evening, addressing the Bihari community living in Surat, Gujarat, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Bihar for giving the NDA a historic victory in assembly elections. He said now Bihar is showing readiness to reach new heights of development, which has been seen in this election.
Bihar, aaj duniya bhar mein chhaya hua hai. Duniya mein kahin jaiye, Bihar ki talent aapko nazar aayegi. Aur aisa Bihar अब विकास में नई ऊंचाई को प्राप्त करने का मिजाज दिखा रहा है. इस चुनाव में उस मिजाज के दर्शन हुए हैं. बिहार की माताएं बहने और बिहार के नौजवान महिला युवा, ये एक ऐसा माई कॉम्बिनेशन बना है जिसने आने वाले अनेक दशकों की राजनीति का नींव मजबूत कर दी है.
The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the crime branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission UGC and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council NAAC flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. The source mentioned that the first FIR has been lodged for violations under Section 12, while the second FIR pertains to alleged false accreditation claims made by the university. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In a major step towards expanding frontier tourism, Sikkim government has announced that the strategically sensitive air sites of Doklam and Chola will be opened to tourists by December the 15th this year. The decision marks the first time civilians will be allowed access to these high-security border zones. Speaking to reporters, C.S. Rao, Sikkim's additional chief secretary for tourism, confirmed that preparations are now in their final phase. By opening these previously restricted regions, the Sikkim government aims to promote adventure and heritage tourism. We have a report.
The Sikkim government is preparing to open Chola and Doklam under the Battlefield Tourism Initiative of the Defense Ministry. After the 8 years of standoff between India and Chinese troops, Doklam will be open for tourists. On the other hand, Chola is a must-visit for history buffs, adventurers and natural lovers for its captivating landscapes and rich heritage. Chola is primarily being known for the clash between the Indian and Chinese troops in 1967. The Sikkim government and the army are developing these places to welcome tourists by next month. However, government will only allow limited number of vehicles and bikers daily with specific do's and don'ts instructions while visiting both the places. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
The renowned Sabarimala Ayyappa Temple in Kerala will open today for the auspicious Mandala Makaravilakku pilgrimage season. The hill shrine is set to welcome lakhs of pilgrims seeking blessings and spiritual experience. Final preparations are now underway. A report.
The Sabarimala Temple will open this evening for the two-month-long Mandala Makaravilakku annual pilgrimage season. The pilgrimage begins tomorrow with the start of the Malayalam month of Vrichigam. The virtual queue system is active and spot booking counters are all set. Every day, 90,000 darshan slots will be available, of which 70,000 are through online booking and 20,000 through spot booking, ensuring smooth crowd management. Health, drinking water and sanitation facilities have been strengthened along the trekking route from Pamba to Sannidhanam. Police, Devasam staff and volunteers are in position. Mandala Puja will be held on December 27 and the Makaravilakku festival is on January 14. Anila Balakrishnan, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The Indian Air Force, IAF, will participate in the 8th edition of the bilateral air exercise Garuda 25 in France from today. IAF will conduct this exercise with the French Air and Space Force, FASF, till the 27th of this month. The Ministry of Defence said that this exercise aims to refine tactics and procedures in a realistic operational environment. The ministry added that it also provides an opportunity for professional interaction, exchange of operational knowledge and sharing of best practices between the two air forces. During the exercise, the IAF's Su-30 MKI aircraft will operate alongside the French multi-role fighters in complex simulated air combat scenarios, focusing on air-to-air combat, air defense, and joint strike operations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with Bahrain's Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al-Zayani. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the two leaders, during their telephonic conversation, discussed ways to further strengthen the long-standing and multifaceted partnership between India and Bahrain. He added that they also exchanged views on current regional and global developments. Today is the National Press Day, observed every year on the 16th of November, to celebrate the role of a free and responsible press. The day commemorates the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its operations on this day in 1966. Since its inception, the Council has functioned as an independent moral watchdog, working to uphold high standards of journalism and protect the press from external influence and threats. This year's theme focuses on safeguarding press credibility amidst rising misinformation, highlighting the growing importance of accurate and ethical reporting. US President Donald Trump has cut tariffs on food imports as affordability emerges as a potential political factor. India's mango, pomegranate, and tea exports are likely to benefit from the move. White House has announced that tropical fruits and juices, tea and spices are among the imports that will not be affected by reciprocal tariffs. Greater Noida is set to host the World Boxing Cup Finals, scheduled from today to November the 20th at the Shahid Vijay Singh Pathik Sports Complex. The World Cup Finals is the season finale of the World Boxing Cup Series 2025, following the three World Cup stages held earlier in Brazil, Poland and Kazakhstan. The event will have 130 boxers from 18 countries, featuring the eight best boxers of the year in each of the 20 categories. In men's cricket, South Africa will resume their second innings at 93 for 7 on day 3 of the first test match against India at Eden Gardens, Kolkata today. Themba Bavuma on 29 and Corbin Bush on 1 were at the crease when stumps were drawn last evening. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu and Karaikal today. It has also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places in Kerala and Mahe today. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions are likely to prevail over isolated pockets of East Rajasthan, Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. NDA shifts focus to Bihar government formation after landslide win is the top headline in Hindustan Times. In an article titled Delhi Blast Trail Tightens Around Dhaka, the Asian Aid reports that LET top commanders meeting with Bangladeshi government officials is under lens. The paper quotes sources as saying that some supplies from Pakistan too had reached West Bengal and were likely used in the Delhi Red Fort blast. With US President Donald Trump cutting tariffs on over 200 food items, India may gain slight edge in agri-food goods exception, writes Financial Express. Visually impaired students use sound and hearing impaired students use sight to identify 28 bird species in the second cycle of Uttarakhand bird count, reports the Times of India. And finally, in a first of its kind move, the Indian Army is planning to induct women soldiers soon in its territorial army battalions, writes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Political parties gain momentum to form a new government in Bihar. Crime branch of Delhi Police files two FIRs against Al-Falah University for cheating and forgery. Sikkim government to open Doklam and Chola for tourists by December the 15th this year. Sabarimala Temple in Kerala to open this evening for annual Mandala Makaravilakku pilgrimage season. Indian Air Force and French Air and Space Force to begin bilateral air exercise Garuda 25 in France today. And World Boxing Cup Finals to begin today in Greater Noida near Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.